Oh, poor E. Hi, James from England. You know, people see the world differently. We all do. I mean, what sounds good to you may not feel right for other people. And we also learn differently. What I want to use is this lesson today to teach you how to communicate more effectively. I want to teach you the three styles that people have when they communicate, how they communicate, and how you can use these styles, understanding your own, to learn English more effectively. Let's go to the board and take a look, shall we? All right. We've got Mr. E. He doesn't seem to be so good today. Professor E, or whoever this guy is with the funky glasses, right? He's like a doctor, like Freud. So how do you feel about it, Mr. E? Mr. E says, I don't like how it sounds. It just feels wrong. I can't see myself doing it. Now, in each one of these things, there are different styles. There's a word called modalities, which is a way of seeing or learning things, right? Modes, models. Now, he's talking about different ones. Sounding is for hearing. Feeling could be your hands or your body. How does it feel? And seeing, your eyes. We're going to look over here now. And I'm going to give you the titles or the proper names we say when we talk about these things, okay? So when we talk about a person who is visual, we mean they see with their eyes, of course. But what we're talking about is when they're thinking, they see pictures or movies. When you ask them a question, a picture appears in their eyes right away. When you say the large black dog, they see a dog, a large black one. They tend to be like me. They speak quickly. That's why I'm slowing down now. But you say something to me, I see a picture and I want to get it out of my head as quickly as possible because pictures are like 1,000 words. Okay? Now, they like things to look good. Why am I telling you this? Well, if you understand how these people think, you'll understand how to communicate with them, right? So a visual person likes things looking good. They speak quickly and they see pictures when they're speaking. That's why they speak so quickly to you or rapidly. Okay? What about an auditory person? Auditory comes from audio. Audio, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, your MP3 player, you like music? That's auditory with your ears. These people need clear speech. What that means is what I'm doing now is best for an auditory person. They need to hear clearly what you're saying or they don't understand you. It's not such a bad thing. We should all be a little bit more clear in our speech, especially when learning a language. They also need to manage sound level. What would happen is if I'm talking and they're talking and several people are talking, they are the people most likely to say, "Hey guys, shh, calm down, shh, lower the volume," because they can't concentrate because they need that clear speech. Okay? And what's the third thing we're going to talk about? Well, body. It's called kinesthetic. Sometimes it includes taste, delicious, and smell. Okay? These people need really slow speech because they feel with their body. So the slow speech helps them to process the information. Okay? They like to do things. They're what we call hands-on. They want to touch something or move something. They understand things when they're doing it. If you draw a picture, like for the visual person, it won't make as much sense. And even if you just speak to them, they won't get it. But as soon as they touch it, they understand it. Okay? They like comfortable environments, something that makes them feel comfortable. So in each category or sense, these people like things to look good, the visual ones. These people like to make the sound nice for them. And these people like to be comfortable in their environment, the nice heat, the right chair. Okay? How does this help you with your English? Well, this isn't a beginner lesson. What we want to look at is how people learn and how we can speak to them so your message is understood more readily. Also, I'm going to show you how you can use it to help yourself learn. Are you ready? Okay. So, as I was saying, it's important to learn your style as well as someone else's. How does it work for you? Well, look at Mr. E. He's saying all of these things. It sounds, feels, and see. What the doctor really understands is feel. So this is appropriate speech for him, feel to feel. How does it work for you in a classroom? Well, if you have an option or if you're watching videos, you want to have someone who matches your style. When Dr. E and Mr. E are speaking, feel and feel a match. Does your teacher speak quickly? If you're a visual person, this is good. Because if they speak slowly, you're going to get bored. Because you're seeing pictures and the pictures are disappearing and they're still speaking. So you'll be like, come on, come on, right? Now, if they speak too quickly and speak like me all the time, like this, too rapidly in your kinesthetic or auditory, or they're not clear, you're not going to get the information you need. So why am I telling you this? Pick the style you need. When you're studying, look at your environment. If you're an auditory person, pick something that has a neutral sound so the sounds aren't bothering you, and someone who speaks clearly, okay? So someone who's got a lot of stuff going in the background may not be the best teacher, especially on the internet, to watch, right? If you're visual, if they use pictures to show things, this is good. They speak fast, right? You can keep up with them. That's good for you. And kinesthetic, the environment. They don't like a lot of mess or stuff around, so they have to be comfortable. Pick someone who speaks very slowly, and you should be comfortable in your environment. A nice comfy seat, warm cocoa or water in your hand, and you're just relaxed. Those are the best ways for you to learn. Now, moving on from your learning style, why don't we go back to why we're here, communicating with others. Now, here's how this works. People, we're all different, so don't think one person thinks in one style. That's just silly. No one's all of everything, you know, 100%. But what we're looking at is, what words do you hear them use very regularly? If you want them to understand you better, it's best you use those same words when you're speaking to them. If I'm always saying, it doesn't look good to me, I mean, you haven't really shown me anything, and I just don't see it. I'm a visual person. Speak faster and use visual words. That will communicate to me we understand each other. If you use auditory words like, doesn't sound right, I'm not hearing it, doesn't ring a bell, it's like we're speaking different languages, and you don't want that, especially when you're learning a new language, right? So I didn't make the words too complicated because I want you to use vocabulary you already know, but listen for, you know, see, hear, feel. These are common words. And I'm going to teach you a few more on the board in a second. But let's look at some useful phrases, okay? Now, when you want to give an idea or you're teaching, okay, it's a very good thing to try and use as many as the styles as possible because you have different students. So right now I'm going to speak a little faster because I don't want to make you visual people bored. But then I'm going to slow down a bit to make sure the auditory and kinesthetic people understand what I'm getting at, all right? So when you're giving ideas or teaching, you could say something like this. I'm going to demonstrate how to do it. And you're telling someone, I'm going to do this physically. So for the people who are kinesthetic, they will go, okay. And they will be ready to go, okay, now grab the bottle, pick it up, pull it. They'll go, okay, they understand, all right? Now, if you're talking to a visual person, you're going to say something like, I want to illustrate, because that tells my brain illustrate is drawing. And my brain will get ready to take a picture and draw, okay? And what about articulate clearly? Articulate in English means to speak. Articulate is to show through speech. So I want to articulate these points to you. I'm going to tell you speech. That's part of the listening set, okay? So when we're talking about giving ideas or teaching, here's some handy phrases to use. So you can use all of them, but at different points. I'd like to demonstrate how we're going to do this. Now, before I do that, I want to clearly articulate that you should have all the things with you, okay? And, you know, just to illustrate my point, when you don't have these things, you can't do the job. I've used all three to communicate to three styles of people. Nice, huh? Well, let's move on. What's the next one? How do you say you like it? I say to you, you know what? It doesn't really feel good. You can say, feels right to me. You're communicating, even though you don't agree, you're telling them I have the same kind of idea you have on the situation. All right? So I can say, it feels right to me. It sounds right to me, or sounds good to me, or it looks good. In each one, I'm communicating to each style, and I'm telling them, I understand you, because you said feel, I'm saying feel, right? How do you feel about it? I feel pretty good. Proper response to the proper question. How does it look to you? Well, the way I see it, proper response to the proper question. Okay, cool. And the last one, being careful when you want someone to be careful or to take their time when they're doing something. Here are some useful phrases. Take one step at a time. Literally one step. Steps are small, and you're saying, be careful, don't run, take steps. That's a physical thing. So if you got a physical guy who's like, oh yeah, 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 you go, hey, let's just take it one step at a time, all right? How about this, word for word, that's auditory. Listen, let's go over this word for word. You could be reading a book or something, right? You could be reading a book or a paper, Or even saying someone says something, you go, hey, what did he say? I want word for word. Once again, they're telling you, remember, auditory, they're saying, be clear. I need to hear each word, or I need to see each word, or I won't understand. And finally, the visual. Look closely. Now, to be honest with you, 60% of people in North America and 60% of English speakers are visual. Partly in first world, I would say, it's because we are hit all the time with television and internet. So the visual ones you're going to see may be a little bit more helpful, but they're useful because each of us change modes or styles depending on the situation we're in. So you should learn all of them, all right? Now, here's some words for vocabulary you may not know. Dim. When there's a lot of light, we say it's very bright. But when there's not a lot of light and you're in a dark room, you say it's dim because there's not a lot of light. When you have a dim view of something or someone, it means you don't have a good view of them. You don't really like them necessarily. I have a dim view of drugs. It means I don't like them. I don't like how they seem to me. Dim, not a lot of light, not clear. Clear, almost the exact opposite. Clear means it's easily understood. So when someone says to you, I have a dim view of you, I have a bad view of you, I don't necessarily like you, the light isn't good on you. When they say it's clear, it means I understand. Is that clear? I understand, sir. Got it. Great. Clear. Easy, like a good picture. And insight, see the word in, you know, and sight is the ability to see. When you have insight, you have an understanding. John, what's your insight on this particular problem? Well, boss, I think. He's saying, what understanding do you have of this situation? He has no insight. They have no understanding. How about this one? A vocal. You'll hear vocal, da la 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 la. You think it's speech. It kind of is, but we use it for people who speak their mind a lot. He's not very vocal, or he's very vocal. It means they speak their mind, they tell you what they're thinking. Is he vocal? Not really. Okay? I'm very vocal. Well, that's why I'm doing this, otherwise it would be no lesson. Tone. Tone, 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 tone. It's for music, but we usually use it to say something like this. I don't like your tone. I don't like the way you're speaking to me. In other words, I don't get a good feeling about how you're saying words. I like his tone. I'm happy about the way they're speaking or what they're saying. Cool? And the last one, here. You're going to go, James, here. My earring. I go, here is this is similar to understanding or insight. And I go, I hear you. I understand you. Right? No one says I don't hear you because it means I physically have no ears and I cannot hear what you're doing. When I say he doesn't hear you, it means he doesn't understand you. Or yeah, you can stop. Or I hear you. I understand. Cool? Now, the last one is, remember, kinesthetic we were talking about? Firm. Firm means strong or a good hold. When I have a firm understanding, it means I really understand it, a good understanding. All right? Cold. He's just cold. I mean, they're not nice. They're not receptive. They're not friendly. Okay? And grasp is to understand. See, we have grasp here, 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 and insight. And they're all about understanding. Did you grasp what I'm saying? Can you grasp what I'm saying? Do you have any insight? Huh? Are you hearing me? Okay. Three different ways of saying the same thing. Okay. You like that? Good. So I just want to say this before we disappear because I'm feeling sorry for my Mr. E. Number one, everybody has a different way of using their style. And they won't be one style all the time. Please remember that. We switch styles depending on situations. Number two, no style is better than any other style. People usually think visual people think faster because they see pictures. But they also can make mistakes because they're quickly going through things. Well, a kinesthetic person takes the time to take it in and understand it, right? Cool. Now, if you can take these hints and remember, listen for the words people are saying and then try and match the words. That will give you what we call a bonding. There's another word for it, but that's another time. Try and use these phrases to get your ideas across, okay? And, you know, see how it works for you. Anyway, I got a good feeling you're going to use this just right, but hear me out before I disappear. I want you to go somewhere, okay? Because I want to finish off the lesson. Unfortunately, I got to go. Ready? Are you ready? So I want you to go to www.ing-vid-is-in-video.com, where you can learn about conversation skills, vocabulary, and many other interesting topics. Cool. I know you hear what I'm saying. Anyway, I see it's time to go. Got a jet. Take it one step at a time. Anyway, have a good one.